Splash Refreshers are the delicious zero-calorie beverage I'm reaching for again and again when I'm feeling thirsty for something flavorful. I believe in the three beverage rotation on my desk at all times. One for caffeinating, one for hydrating, and one for fun. But Splash spices it up by putting the fun and hydration in one. I don't have to dread my 8 cups of water a day. I just drink Splash and like it. Lately, my go-to office beverage has been the Splash Wild Berry flavor. It's so nice to just put a few in the fridge at the beginning of the week, grab one whenever you want something nice and refreshing. It's just the right amount of flavor, just the right amount of sweetness. You know the vibes. When you want something refreshing, when you want something hydrating, Splash is the perfect thing to reach for. It perfectly blends refreshing fruit flavors with just a little bit of sweetness, all with zero sugar and zero calories. And it's available in 5 craveable flavors. Wild Berry, that's my favorite, Acai Grape, Pineapple Mango, Lemon, and Mandarin. In orange. It's there to satisfy your need for hydration with a little flavor. Consider your hydrated self thriving. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger.
Betches Media presents
Ha Ha Laugh Funny.
Mention It All. A Bravo by Betches podcast.
We don't say that, but now we said it.
With Dylan Hafer.
Hold on, check me, bro.
And Barry Rosenfeld.
I need to start drinking alcohol. Now go to sleep, we.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to the Mention It All podcast. I'm Dylan Hafer.
And I'm Barry Rosenfeld. How are we?
We are good. It feels like it's been a long time, even though it has been the normal amount of time. We actually, before we get into any of it, I want to just give a little update. We're going to have a little scheduling change starting next week with New York premiering. We're going to have episodes coming out on Mondays, Tuesday nights right after Roni, and Thursdays. So it's going to be the same amount of content. We're just bringing it to you in a time frame that makes more sense.
And we're like reversing it. We're like reversing. Well, so it's 2 days in the beginning of the week as opposed to the end.
If New York is happening on Tuesdays, then you don't want to wait till like Thursday, and then Beverly Hills is going to be on. It's just, it's going to be better. But if you want to listen to it Mondays, Thursdays, and Fridays, feel free. I mean.
and you know what? You can go back and listen to old episodes every day of the week if you want to.
Speaking of, we have tomorrow a very exciting interview with the one and only Countess Luann de Lesseps, who is currently in Turks and Caicos filming Housewives All-Stars. But we sat down with her to chat Roni season 13 before she left for her special little trip. That's going to be out on tomorrow's episode. And we'll also be talking about Summer House reunion, all of it. So just stay tuned. I'm excited for New York and Beverly Hills and everything that's coming up. I feel like it's an exciting time to be a Bravo fan.
Because it's a lot of drama that happened in the real news that like we are all entitled to find out and watch on these shows. And also, fun fact, we talked about this with Luann. She was our first guest ever on Mention It All. And she is our first repeat guest on Mention It All. So we came full circle.
It is funny. Like, so that was a year ago. We had, I feel like we had a completely different, you know, completely different conversation. It's a new season. You know, Luann improved once again.
that line, like that phrase doesn't like get old. Luann improved. Doesn't get old. Like it's such a nice ring.
Exactly. Okay. So today we're talking about Real Housewives of New Jersey, of course, and also the Dallas finale, which happened this week. This Jersey episode, it just felt like a warm hug. We had moms, we had husbands, we had not really kids, I guess. We had Dolores getting good news that she doesn't have cancer. I felt like I was embraced by my Jersey family this week.
The more that they show these husbands, I feel like people are going to want less of the wives on this show because they just give us everything we want, these boys. And it's fun. It's laughter. Yeah. It's no drama. They're just like a good time.
I'm curious, like, if there is talk about some kind of Jersey Boys, Jersey Boys,
Jersey Boys, the sequel.
Like,
you've never seen them before.
Especially Frank and Joey, like they have such good chemistry together. They're so entertaining. And like Joe Bonino, like they all just get along so well. And I know that obviously they're an important part of New Jersey Housewives, but like these guys could carry a show. And let's just call it out, Frank is like them and the messiest one of them all, more messy than the ladies. He is, you know, when they're at lunch at this golf day,
these guys are. I think Joe Borga is a little messier, to be honest.
But Frank is so nosy, trying to get all this information about Teresa, which, let's be clear, does not really concern him. Like, it's not actually any of his business. And Joe, love Joe Gorga, not a good secret keeper. He spills the beans right away, says Teresa's falling in love with Louis. And I understood why Teresa was annoyed about this, because she clearly was trying to keep it casual to a certain degree. And Joe and Melissa did not uphold that directive.
I think Melissa was really trying to not. And people were like being, you know, really trying to get it out. But I have to say that I love Jackie, no disrespect, but Evan is fucking hot on that golf course. Like, are you kidding me? He is a tall drink of water. Like, oh my God. But first, we got to talk about this tea party that we leave off then we go back, this Turkish tea party. And it was like, did you not feel like you were sitting there with your mom too? Like, I was like, where's my tea?
We've seen all of these moms in varying levels on the show. I feel like we don't, you know, besides Marge Sr., we haven't really gotten a lot of kind of quality time with some of them, and we haven't gotten to see a lot of personality. So it was so fun seeing Valerie, seeing Jackie's mom kind of interact with them. Even Melissa's mom, obviously we've seen her around over the years, but it's fun having them in this context where it's not really about drama. It's like just them really hanging out and having a good time. And it feels like this group has such a good chemistry with each other.
Right. And to be honest, something in this episode kind of came full circle as well, where at the tea party, they were kind of talking to Valerie, who's Dolores's mom, about her relationship with David. And like, Dolores, you could tell, was like pissed, but like kept her cool a little bit, because she's like, you know, and they showed her faces that she was making to the women, aka like, stop. And she was like, you know, this just isn't something I would bring up with my mom, because we can all see from our end that Valerie's not too happy either. Like, she wants Dolores to move on, which Dolores actually said last night on Watch Rappins Live. But then like, she's entitled to stick up for herself. And it's kind of like everyone was, you know, when things like this happen, it seems like everyone's talking about you behind your back, because they all have their opinions about what's happening. And, you know, we've said it, I've given my opinion. We love David, but everyone's on the same page where, should she be with him? No. Is she taking her time to figure it out? Yes. She's not in a rush. She's happy. Like, who cares? It's a non-traditional relationship. It's completely fine. What's happening? I don't understand.
Like, yeah. I feel like my opinion of that relationship has actually changed a little bit throughout this season. Cause I felt before, like, based on what we had seen in the past and Dolores talking about, you know, why am I not engaged? Why am I not moving into the house? Definitely, I was kind of like, okay, like, it seems like you're not getting what you need. But at this point, I feel like Dolores is super content, and like, she is an independent woman. She's a grown-ass woman. Like, she is fine. She seems happy. Like, she seems fulfilled. And I think what we see later in this episode, when they're talking about her getting a car as a present, and, you know, Jennifer asks, was she crushed to get the car instead of the ring? And it's like, no, at this point in the relationship, if Dolores was like super upset about not being engaged, she would say that. And I think people are acting like Dolores can't express how she's really feeling, and like, she's so hurt and upset, but just like is acting like she's happy. And I'm like, no, I think she might be happy.
Dolores, yes, exactly. And well, she's content. Like, Dolores is, I find myself similar to her in the way where, like, if something's bothering you, you'll let whoever know. Like,
right.
And the fact that she held her composure. So Michelle had this cocktail party, which was very black tie, I would say. It was a little formal for my liking. If I'm going to, it's fun to dress up, but this was like a little over the top.
Right,
you know.
When it's just like, when it's a dozen people just hanging out in someone's kitchen, it feels a little bit like, okay, why am I in a dress? Like,
yeah. So she, the Gorgas were drunk, which we love to see. We love to see a drunk Melissa. Like, it's amazing. But Joe Gorga is kind of going off and it was a lot, I have to say, like, in front of everyone at the party. And also everyone at the party asking each other how they feel about Dolores getting a Porsche. Excuse mm-hmm. me? In what room, who in that room's business is it other than Dolores? Why is Michelle asking her husband what it means that Dolores got a Porsche? Excuse me? Like,
right, like, what? Dolores would barely recognize Michelle if she saw her at the grocery store. Like, it's one thing for Teresa and Melissa, like, these women that have this long relationship with Dolores, if they want to try and help Dolores, you know, get to the bottom of her feelings or something, that's one thing. But it felt so gossipy to me.
Oh, my
and like,
God.
You know, yeah. I don't know. I don't like that. I wouldn't want the Porsche when I, like, because it feels like a cop out for the ring. And it's like, I don't think that's accurate. And, like, it feels so kind of reductive of every other part of the relationship to just be like, she didn't get the ring yet. It's like, she's fine. Dolores fucking fine.
She's fine. Do you know how uncomfortable that must have been for her in that moment? I was like, that is not okay for everyone. Frank, let's go. I want to go. Fuck you. Fuck you. I was like, oh my God, you Dolores.
Know, I was yes. like, good for her.
Yes. I didn't eat yet.
Calling all my honeys. Support for today's episode comes from Honeylove. Whether you're a bride, a wedding guest, or simply seeking everyday smoothing, Honeylove is the go-to for all things shapewear. Honeylove has revolutionized compression technology so you no longer have to feel like you're suffocating while wearing effective shapewear. For a limited time only, you can get Honeylove on sale. Get 20% off your entire order with our exclusive link, honeylove.com/MIA. Support our show and check them out at honeylove.com/MIA. When talking about shapewear, Honeylove's best-selling Superpower Short is the go-to. It has targeted compression technology that distinguishes between areas where you want more support and areas where you need less compression. Their Signature X targets and sculpts your midsection without squeezing your natural curves. It's designed to work with your body, not against it. The Superpower Short is helping ladies everywhere sculpt and smooth from stomach to thigh by offering just the perfect amount of compression. You won't have to worry about it rolling down, which is unheard of in shapewear, thanks to flexible boning that's hidden in the side seams. This piece is also a booty lifter. Boost bands on the back of the thigh give your bottom an amazing shape. Treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/MIA. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off honeylove.com/MIA. After you purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. Shape your life with Honeylove.
Of course, it's a little dramatic to storm out of a party anytime it happens, but I felt like in that situation, I totally understood why she felt kind of hurt and upset the way she did. And it's like, when all of these people that you have talked about your relationship with, like, these aren't people who just are like, following her on social media and being like, dump his ass. It's like, these women are acting like she's single and she's like, literally not. That is a weird thing to me. When they're like, oh, well, like, Teresa's got a man, but like, maybe Dolores would like to meet this guy that Michelle invited.
And it's
like, okay, like, just because she might not marry David doesn't mean that she's like on the market.
Oh my God, Dylan, I 100% thought that too last night. I was like, guys, she has a boyfriend. Like, just be, you're like, let's say I have a boyfriend, but I'm not engaged. Doesn't mean I'm single. I'm dating my boyfriend. Like, what?
I posted this post on Bravo My Betches on Instagram, which, by the way, it's like one of our top performing posts ever. People are obsessed with these people, but I was like, they should have a dating show where Frank Senior and Frank Junior are trying to find love, and Dolores is like their like advisor. And people in the comments were like, they should find love for Dolores, and I'm like, she's not single,
guys. Like, also,
if Dolores wants to be single, then she should go for it. But I'm not gonna be the one that's like, let's find her a man.
She also said that last night. She was like, what? It maybe I'll leave, maybe I won't. Like, she's not on a timeline. But also, when they were passing around the video of Frank kissing Joe's ass, Frank goes, I've eaten more ass than that. And I was like,
better ass
than that. I was like, Frank, oh my God, Frank Catania.
When she says Frank Catania in like a scolding manner, that is my favorite thing. I can't get enough of these these goons.
But also the fact that we just have to say that Joe Gorga kept calling Dolores broken. Okay, hold on. Let's reverse.
Yeah.
Dolores and Frank got divorced, I think 20 years ago. She said she left him when she was pregnant with Gabby, I think. I'm not sure which child. But she, yes, can things stay with you for a long time and like maybe your guard is up. I would say her guard is up. I would never, Dolores Catania is not a broken woman.
I wrote it down because I was so shocked. Joe said that Frank ruined Dolores, that she's a broken woman and that she, quote, has a scarred heart. And it's like, get the fuck out of it. Like, that was so, just such a rude thing to say.
Yeah.
To anyone, let alone somebody who's like, right there and also like doing fine.
I know, guys, Dolores is fine. Have you seen this her? Like, she's a
this
bombshell.
Isn't like Taylor Armstrong in the suitcase and you're calling her a broken woman. Like, this is Dolores looking the best she's ever looked.
Taylor's, you know, in the suitcase.
I just have to say one more thing about this episode of Jersey. Michelle is just, every time she's on the screen, I'm like, oh, sweetie, you want it so bad, and it's just not happening.
Wait, when she, her boobs when she's are showing, spilling out of her shirt.
When she's showing Teresa this house, and then it's like the most obviously staged moment when she's like, oh, like, remember this guy I wanted you to meet? Like, I could have a party, and he could be there, and you can bring your friends. And like, Teresa, the amount that Teresa, who is the like Michelle's connection to the show, doesn't even want to go to this party. It's like, wow, this is Michelle's like angle to get on the show is just disintegrating before our eyes.
Also, like the way she was selling that house, I completely forgot about that entire scene. She's like, right? Did I do it? Did I do it? Did I find the house? Did I find the one? And then she's like, you're right. Teresa's like, I want to look at other houses. Michelle's like, you totally should. You should totally look at other houses.
That's so funny to me because it's like, I don't think very many people just like walk into a house and are like, I'll take the lot. Like,
oh, also, Jackie brought up a good point because obviously Jackie is our educated friend. And she was like, she thought, no, like she just is there. Like, I feel like I'm being like educated when she speaks to me. But she was like, thought that what Joe was saying was almost like a message to like Melissa. And I was like, oh my God. And the way I'm laughing when I say educated is because I'm like, no one else would think that she's right. In a way. And I was like, no normal person would think that way. You know, like that thought didn't cross my mind, but I was like, oh my God, now that you said that, like, you're right. But you know what? Joe and Melissa are fine. We love them. We love them drunk. But Joe, I hope he apologized to Dolores because
Dolores deserves an apology, honestly, from a few different people at that party, but most of all, Joe Gorga. And I think Joe Gorga can get it together and apologize. I see that.
I think he's a big person here. Yeah, he could do it.
Okay, let's talk about this Dallas season finale. We're at South Fork Ranch. We pick up where we left off on the murder mystery party where Brandy is just dead the whole time.
Oh my God, wait. I thought
she's still drinking and farting.
You can get up. Like, you don't like have to be, you are the one that died and that's like what's playing the game. But like, now that everyone knows that, like, you can like stand, like, you don't have to be like in character this whole time.
I did. As much as I don't care about a murder mystery party on Housewives, I did think it was really funny when Carrie was asking her for clues and she's like, I can't give you a clue. And then Deandra, the ending with the fake gun and the gunshots and Deandra running outside was very dramatic. I was not prepared for that.
She got very in character when she was like backing up in the circle of people and everyone was like, what is going on? But then of course someone just ends up in the pool as usual, because if there's a pool on Dallas, someone is going to be in it.
And who's pushing the person in the pool? It's going to be Carrie Brittingham. And so that was, you know, we've already had an issue with that this season. So you would think she would avoid repeating the exact behavior that got her in trouble last time.
Nope.
But of course, that thought process is not happening in her brain. And then things just really escalate from there. And we end up, this happened like so fast. Like, I was like, what's happening? What is everyone doing? And then all of a sudden, Brandy is like in JR's bed in this like museum exhibit room.
Okay, so Carrie's that type of person. Yeah, Brandy squeezed through and Carrie was like, almost like, how'd you get there? Like, let me do it. So she took like props from it, whatever, broke the plexiglass. Literally, they got in JR's bed, on the bed, like they were going to sleep in it. And I, you know what Carrie reminds me of? That friend. Well, guys, we've said this multiple times where she takes it too far, but it's like, it's like where you're having a pillow fight and then she just starts like beating you because like it's, no, you're not supposed to do that.
Right. It's like there's a difference between being like the drunk friend who's like down to do something stupid and the drunk friend who's like, no, fucking do it. Like, we're going to go all the way. Like, there are no, like, you don't have a choice. It just was so, it was so cringeworthy. We literally, two episodes ago, were in Oklahoma where Carrie is like berating Charles the Bigfoot Hunter and squirting salsa all over the bed. And it's like, we just did this. Like, it's not even like, oh, once or twice in the past, like Carrie's made bad decisions. It's like, no, literally 3 weeks ago, we were watching Carrie do something equally as deranged. And now she's just doing it again. And again, doesn't seem very sorry the next day.
100%. And the women made a good point where they were like, we're not going to get invited anywhere again. This happens everywhere we go. And like, people are starting to see, and they're not going to like want us as guests, which is a very good, valid point. But 100%. She, the next day, the women were all sitting at the table expecting Carrie to be like, oh my God, like, I can't believe I did that, blah, blah, blah. And she comes and she's like, who's ready to go jazzercise? And everyone's like, wait, hello?
This was maybe the one moment of the season where I felt bad for Brandy because you could tell she genuinely felt awful. Like, she was that person where you wake up after doing something stupid when you're drunk and you're like, I cannot believe that I'm so disappointed in myself for like making that decision. And I feel like most of us can probably relate to that in some way. And to then to have like the person there who you did it with then be like completely like, I'm sorry, but like, it's not that big of a deal. It's like, no, Brandy for once is like trying to do the right thing. And I mean, good for them for not getting in that much trouble. I couldn't believe how nice the lady on the phone was.
Oh my God, I know. Well, because Carrie's like, we're paying for it. No, but you're fixing it, but you're not. Why are you fixing it? Because it broke. Why did it break? Because you were a drunken fool. Hello? Like, she's go back.
She's like, oh yeah, it's no big deal. We're going to pay to fix the plexiglass. And it's like, obviously paying for it is the right thing to do, but like, that doesn't mean it wasn't wrong to break it in the first place.
Right. I was laughing because Stephanie was almost like, hey, like, do you feel bad at all? Like, do you, I'm just wondering, like, do you feel anything? Like, do you know?
How many fingers am I holding up? Do you know that you did something wrong?
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? Well, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace. They have a curated collection of investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry. Each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts. You can buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10.
Okay, so then the second night at South Fork, all the husbands are coming for this 80s Dallas party, which actually I loved this theme. Like, this was a good theme weekend. But of course, unsurprisingly, Eduardo comes down with a little sniffly cold and can't make it to South Fork Ranch. And Carrie actually seems pretty upset about this. And it's interesting because I know that we've talked a little bit this season about how Eduardo is like totally MIA on the show. We're not really hearing about Carrie's marriage at all. We're just seeing her daughters. But it's interesting because I don't think they've really addressed it very much on the show. And so this episode, I was like, okay, like, this is what I want to hear about from Carrie.
Right.
Like, because obviously her marriage is going through stuff. She says later when she FaceTimes him that she doesn't feel, you know, really supported. There's a lot going on with their daughters and stuff. And she just feels kind of, you know, left alone. And I'm like, why weren't we talking about this throughout the season? Because that's the storyline that I would actually be interested in.
I always think of that, why certain housewives have like almost are forced to talk about their marital issues. And then it's like, maybe because Carrie's storyline was being destructive and like a problem that they were like, this would be too much. But it's almost like maybe the marriage stuff didn't come out till later. So I don't know, but I agree with you. Like, I wish, you know, you don't hope that people have marital problems, but if you are, like, we want to know about it because you signed up for this.
It's like Carrie by being a drunk mess and Brandy by having like a racist scandal got to avoid talking about their marital problems this season.
Okay. But so yeah,
we do get it in the reunion preview. We see Andy ask about both of their marriages and they both look like they're about to cry. Also, this reunion setup, my God, those TVs on the chairs, like it looks like you're at a memorial service. Like,
God forbid, I know. But wait, also, side note, have you ever seen an armadillo?
Like in the wild?
No, like, well, yes. Or like on TV. Like, that was my first time ever seeing like an armadillo. Like, they're so cool.
Yeah, I've seen an armadillo. I haven't lived in a place where armadillos are around. Actually, I saw a TikTok once of a girl like who like found an armadillo in a parking lot and she was like filming.
Oh my God, they're so interesting. But I thought that was great. I don't really know what they were doing, but the fact that the episode ended with Brandy and Brian and it was almost like boom, like mugshot esque photo of turned black and white, because like it was almost like leading us to the what's going to go down in the reunion. And that right there shows that like that happened after filming. The producers were probably like, true, fuck, like, you know, and so then they had to give us something. But like that was very cryptic to me. Also, I was like,
I did not realize that Brandy was 16 weeks pregnant when she found out. That's crazy.
That is like that TV show, I Didn't Know I Was Pregnant. Like, it really is.
I am the opposite of a pregnancy expert, but like that's almost halfway through a pregnancy.
Yeah, I mean, I thought she was pregnant, or maybe she is. You know, I've got the timelines are very like it's so hard to go back in time or whatever. In her interviews,
she was
pregnant, but
they filmed the interviews like after filming.
Okay.
So, like, she was probably doing interviews, like, in the fall.
Yeah.
And she had the baby in February. So, like, if she had the baby around Valentine's Day, that would mean she was pregnant she got pregnant in, like, May.
See, and you are an expert, Dylan.
Until September. So, she was, like, I think she probably found out she was pregnant right after filming ended. But, like, I mean, in this episode, when she was like in the murder mystery, we see her like throwing herself down the stairs. I'm like,
ah! Yeah, again, something else she didn't have to do fully. Like she could have just
right, like you don't have to roll down the entire flight of stairs. Whatever. I mean, yeah. I mean, I'm not here to like police pregnant behavior. It just was kind of like, oh, this feels a little like I feel a little uncomfortable knowing that she was like decently pregnant. Whatever, she seems to have a happy healthy baby.
And I'm sad because we didn't see a lot of Tiffany in the finale.
That's true. I did love seeing her in her blonde wig, and she she and Daniel kind of talking about like it's like we're pretending to be white, and
and then they transitioned just straight into doggy style talk.
I was not prepared for that when Tiffany said he wants doggy style, and I can't turn my head around. I also loved somebody called. I think a couple of people called Deandra the Grand Dame when they were lining up on the stairs, and I'm like, yes, I agree with that label. She is the one to me that like deserves that from the Dallas cast.
Is there
and she also
anything
peed on her Spanx.
Yeah, like, is there anything more Deandra than the whole cast waiting for her and her running down the hallway being like, I peed on my Spanx, and needing the whole cast and crew to help her? Like, she's just a queen when it comes to that. But this was a fun season.
I'm so curious to see how this reunion goes.
I guess.
We will see. Let's Let's get into our grab the skinny pop moments of the day. Of course, endless entertainment calls for endless popcorn. Luckily, every kernel of skinny pop is so light, crunchy, and delicious that we love to eat it by the handful or even the bagful. Barry, what's your grab the skinny pop moment?
Professor Dylan, my grab the skinny pop moment was the entire scene of Joe Gorga, I want to say roasting, attempted roast at Dolores and Dolores storming out. I was very, I want to say appalled at this situation. Ooh. Yeah, I was appalled. It was a lot. It was very heavy, I would say, for yeah. one person to have to get that feeling after a few minutes of realizing that the entire party is talking about you. And yeah. you know what? Good for Dolores. That means no one else there had anything significant going on for themselves and they had a put themselves in her business, but I love them all. So yeah, that was mine. It was a lot. What is yours?
Mine was Frank Catania kissing Joe Gorga's ass. And we saw the initial happening. We saw the video. We saw the pictures. We saw it zoomed in. I might have screenshotted and zoomed in myself. You know, I wasn't mad about that moment. I'll just say I was grabbing the skinny pop because Maybe I wasn't thirsty. I was hungry.
Dylan, this is the second week in a row that your grab the skinny pop moment was about a butt.
Was it?
Last week was Carl's butt photo, you know, and we love the butts around here. We really do. We're butt people.
I mean.
Well, that's today's grab the skinny pop moment. You can grab skinny pop yourself at retailers nationwide or go to the shop now page on skinnypop.com.
I can't believe you just called me out like that.
It wasn't like that. It was just a coincidental because there's just so many butts around.
Guys, thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to rate, review, subscribe to this podcast. Tell us which butt you preferred, Joe Gorga or Carl, in your review. In the meantime, you can follow us on Instagram at Bravo by Betches. Check out our merch collection at betches.co/bravomerch. And we will be back tomorrow for our interview with Luann. So subscribe and don't miss it. And just be cool.
Don't be all like uncool.
Mention It All is produced by Sean Kilby and Jorge Morales Pico. Editing by Sean Kilby. Social media by Dylan Hafer. Guest booking by Nicole Pellegrino. Be sure to follow at Bravo by Betches on Instagram and Twitter. Betches.